This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Family and friends gathered outside the Immigration Detention Center in Aurora today following the arrest by federal agents of immigrant advocate Jeanette Vizguerra. Vizguerra's 14-year-old daughter, Zuri, told CPR News her mother was taken into custody while on her lunch break yesterday.
I want a lot of people to know this is happening. I want a lot of people to know this system is very corrupt and we're going to get justice for my mom.
Lawyers have filed an emergency petition seeking Vizguerra's release. They call her detention unlawful. A long-sought water deal is among the programs frozen by Trump spending policies. The Colorado River District had been awarded $40 million toward a deal to ensure water continues to flow to Western Slope communities. General Manager Andy Mueller is optimistic the money will still come.
We anticipated a bit of a bumpy road, and our anticipation has been met full on.
Republican and Democratic politicians in Colorado are working to unfreeze the funds, which would pay for water rights at the Shoshone Hydroelectric Plant in Glenwood Canyon. CU football coach Deion Sanders has a suggestion for college spring games. He wants to include another team. Schools across the country have been getting rid of their spring football games, which are basically an intra-team scrimmage. Nebraska, Texas, Ohio State, and Southern California are among programs ending the tradition this year. Sanders thinks inviting an opponent could re-energize the games. Such a change would require the NCAA to amend its rules on spring ball. Colorado will hold its spring game this season on April 19th. And Denver-based tech company Ibotta's chief financial officer is resigning. Sunit Patel will leave his role at the end of next week. This is CPR News and KRCC.